Okay.
Good radio.
I hit the wrong button, and I apologize. I just, you know what? That makes it more exciting right off the bat because I'm so technical. Doesn't it, though?
Doesn't it?
That was great, though. So, yeah, we'll pretend that was built in. I meant to do that. Marlo, I meant to do that so that you would feel less nervous.
Because that would be the kind of thing I'd do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just like
as
to,
my family can attest.
Mine too. I'm sort of a romp, like a comedy show, like a sitcom. That's my life.
Well, that was another thing. I was going to ask about the stand-up.
Oh my gosh. Well, here, real first, though, I have to say, welcome to the Romance Bookmark. This is Marlo Kelly and I. She's on this show. See how comfortable and happy she is on the radio? And everybody, while we're chatting, you need to please make sure you pop over to marlokelly.com. And it's Marlo without an E on the end, which I think is frankly as the gods intended. And Kelly, just like, again, like it's supposed to be, without any extra letters in there, people. Just straightforward. Just get it right.
Yeah, okay. You know, nothing fancy.
Nothing
what can
fancy.
I say? That just says it all.
But the stand-up, I will tell you, that was because somebody dared me to do it. They said you're very funny, but are you funny on stage? Could you do it? And I said, sure. And so I did. I went to a comedy club, and they had open mic nights, and I just started doing it. And the first time I was horrible, and then I just wasn't going to give up.
My God, that is hard. That is hard. And when I see some of the, because I like to watch comedians do stand-up. I love stand-up. And when I see these comedians and they write their material and they're out there and some of them are so talented. And I just think, oh, my God, how do you do that? How do you write that material and know it's funny? And do the delivery.
You trust your instincts a little bit. And I think you pay attention to what the other comics are doing and what works. And I wasn't like brilliantly successful. I just did the local thing where it was. But I was determined not to do boyfriend jokes. And
oh, God, I hate
all
those.
Of the women, right, were like, oh, I'm dating and my boyfriend's this. Or they would talk about their bodies.
Yes.
And I thought, I just don't want to do that. I want to talk about something else. So, you know, at the time I had a cubicle job and I talked about office humor. I mean, I was doing like office space stories, kind of edgy stuff. And that's where I was. I wasn't going to talk about, you know, my Hooters. I just didn't think that was right.
Yeah, the middle-aged waist-length boobs. You just didn't want to go there?
I didn't want to go there. And I was young, so mine were lovely. But I really didn't feel like that needed to be a topic of conversation. You know, oh, look at my headlights.
Well, and then, you know, you can't really blame men if they're talking to your boobs and not your face because you have made them a topic.
Right. And I refused.
You know?
Right. And I thought, no, I'm not going to do it. I won't. Which is... Of course, you know, writing romance, people make assumptions, right, about what we think is important or romantic. And I think that a lot of people who don't really know the genre are wrong. Because I think we're, at least for me, and, you know, I think hopefully for you too, I think we are trying to take it in other directions where it really isn't shallow. You're not talking just about, you know, physical sparks flying. So, at least that's me. So.
Well, and not only that, if you write a good story and then have a romance in it, that's a challenge. That's two stories. You have to write the plot, and then you have to write the romance plot because they are not, and although they will be parallel, they are not the same story.
No.
Somehow
no.
These people have to share their backgrounds, and it cannot be an information dump. You have to put it out there bit by bit.
Right?
Just like
Absolutely.
The twists and turns
Absolutely.
Of a plot.
Mm-hmm. No, it's essential. And I think that there's an assumption that there isn't a greater story, that the romance, that's it, that it's it, and it's very limited to those two people. And I think that's where a lot of readers are probably missing out on some incredible storytelling. Just, you know, my humble opinion.
I think so. I think, yeah, because you get the, and I have actually been in book groups and writers mm-hmm. groups where they've gone, oh, romance. And they've, oh, we just went to a romance writers meeting just for a laugh. Like, I'm sorry. No, you do not laugh at other people's work. Even if
no,
you don't appreciate it, you don't go there to laugh at it.
And I've never understood that snotty hierarchy, because there is not a popular genre you can name where romance is not an element. I can't think of a film. I can't think of a television show. I mean, it's like there is some percentage or some element of romance in that, but it's in the jacket of something else. And it's all about percentages. But I did a speech called Only Intelligent Women Write Romance. And I took it to the wall because this is our literature as women. This is our literature. And I think that it says a great deal about the culture of the world or that we live in, that we are truly second-class citizens in a literary sense when we have no right to be treated like that. There's no reason where we should be treated like that, except to,
so you
know, we allow
want to bring
it.
The literary world out of the dark ages.
I would love to. I would. That, there's another dream. Somebody must have dared me again. I must have been double dog dare to.
Oh, not just double dared, double dog dared.
Double dog dare. Yeah. No, I'm passionate about that, and I think that. I've heard romance authors themselves talk about, oh, I just write fluff, or, oh, I just write to entertain. Oh, I'm, you know.
Well,
and
you know
what?
I have to admit, if I'm with people, I do that because I don't want to discuss my writing. I really don't.
Oh.
It's very personal to me. And I do not want, I don't, I've never sold my books to my family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
They might not even know what I write.
I was going to say, what do they think you do? Or they
I don't. They,
think you...
Well, my family think I'm just playing around. They don't get. They're like,
oh.
Well, have you figured out how to put your book on Amazon? Well, I have a publisher who does that. I don't do that. You know.
Oh, you saucy.
I sent
oh,
them an art copy.
Woman.
I sent my sister an art copy. Well, have you figured that out yet? Well, you know, that's not something I do.
Oh, that's awesome.
And
yeah,
they just don't really get it. So, and I just don't enlighten
it's,
them.
It's common,
I just leave
though.
It.
I think, like, they talk about a prophet in their own land, you know, being that's the hardest road. I think a lot of writers feel that sense of protective privacy because you don't want to open it up to ridicule or to a defensive position, or you don't want to feel like you're, you know, having to, you
well,
know, put up, you know, sort of a fight for it. You know, this is, it is personal, this work.
Well,
but
and
I think
in some
worthy.
Ways
it's
your
it's
business life compared to your personal life.
Yeah.
You know, when you get a bad review, you can just say, oh, well, that's business. You know, everyone's entitled to their opinion. If someone's in your face saying you suck, then, you know, that hurts.
Oh, 1,000. I absolutely get that 100%.
You know, you're just going to say, okay.
Right? You're like, oh, great. Yeah. Normally, though, they haven't read. They're just saying, oh, I don't read romance. Or they'll say, oh, you know. You're so talented. Why don't you write a real book?
Yes, yes.
All those really supportive things that only
yes.
people in your inner circle can dish out without realizing it. But I don't know. I think that at some point it's okay to look someone right in the eye and say, "This, you know, this is the literature that reflects what we want, what we see for ourselves, and what we're pushing forward." I think that that's worthy and important, and I'm happy to be taking part in that. And I'm so sorry.
I can't imagine writing a story
woman, like,
without a romantic element.
Right?
I mean, I really can't. And it's like you say, it is in everything. And even sometimes there's the bromance. There is some human connection in every story, and that is what makes the story.
There
when
has
you look
to be.
At these great shows, that the good shows on TV, they all have great characters with good human connections.
Yes. Yes. That's right. I had a discussion with somebody the other day, and I said, you know, I don't care if it's Masterpiece Theater or I'm like, just throw a dart at the TV Guide, and there is going to be something there that is about human beings relating to human beings, or there's got to be, to make it worthy, you've got something in there that's more than just slapstick or situational storytelling. If it's not
You know, some reality TV where some grown man is behaving like a teenage girl for the camera. I know.
I have boycotted reality TV pretty much since its inception. I'm proud to say, never seen any of The Real Housewives. Don't know about Honey Boo Boo. Couldn't pick her out of a crowd. But it's.
What are you saying? You
so
don't
scary.
Watch Wicked Tuna?
No, I've not seen Wicked Tuna. Is there a show with fish?
No, neither have I. That's when my husband's home, I might see it
now?
A bit, but, you know.
No, I think there was, my husband was watching something about swamp people, and I just, there was just a moment where I looked at him and I said, I think, yeah, you're gaining your own television, and we're just going to segregate you off. We're going to just.
That's when, you know, my husband has all these guy shows. I think of them as guy shows. Well, the reality TV that he watches, guy shows. And I just get out a book. That's it. That, you know, don't, you know, if you want to watch it, fine, but I'm reading.
Right? But
this is my reading time.
And it's absolutely where he and I sort of part. And that's, there he is, faithfully watching Walking Dead. There he is, just discussing with his friends the nuances of zombie relationships and survival and all of these gritty, horrible, you know, who died well.
Bloody, gory things.
Oh! And then if I have something on, he's like, oh, drama. I'm like, really? Really, honey? Yeah, because yours has no drama. Like, what are you talking about? Your soap opera just has dead people walking through it. But it's the
Well, my husband isn't into that. I got to be honest. I'm
lucky.
Good. My husband doesn't do that.
Lucked out. Oh, you lucked out. Oh, I'm so jealous. Oh, they love it. Mine loves it.
Well, and I am just glad I'm over the kid TV stage. My kids
are
a bit
How
bigger
old are
now.
Yours now. How old are you?
They're teenagers.
Oh. Mine are
so we
five
can watch Big Bang Theory
eight.
Together, Mysteries of Laura, that kind of thing.
Yeah. No.
We're good.
Mine are 5 and 8. So I am in the middle. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know, as far as I know, Phineas and Ferb is the only good kids show left anymore.
That's what I was going to say. The only one I love is Phineas and Ferb, and I'm making the girls watch it. They're like, oh, they love it. You know. Oh, my goodness. Well, okay, so, all right, so that's the music. See, we've got a minute. See, it goes fast.
And doesn't then, it, though?
Right? So, you were so wonderful. Everybody, Marlo has the most fantastic blog, and she's just, I'm so thrilled to finally meet you. And A Woman in Love is out now. A Woman of Love, not in love. I'm
sorry. A Woman of Love. And A Woman of Courage will be coming out later this year,
I hope. Oh, my gosh, how exciting. And I want you to come back on the show. Now that you've done it once, you're a pro. So that's how it works.
I'm a pro. And I just want to say I love having authors on my blog, so please stop by.
Absolutely.
And guests. I would love to have
so
authors
much.
As a guest.
Oh, thank you. And everybody, thank you for listening to The Romance Bookmark. We'll see you next Tuesday for more. Thank you, everybody. Good night.
Thank you, Renee.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions. www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.